Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you've ever broken the speed limit, count yourself lucky that you haven't run into this entitled parent. Entitled mum tailgates me and accuses me of drink driving. This happened the other day when I was driving to meet some friends. I was driving my old VW Polo along a fairly long stretch of single carriageway, doing pretty much dead on the speed limit, which was 30 miles an hour for this particular stretch of road. A Porsche Cayenne, the typical Karenmobile, driven by Karen with her three kids, pulls out from a side street behind me and instantly tries to speed past me, which she couldn't do since it was nose to tail rush hour traffic in the other direction. She kept persistently tailgating me, so much so that our bumpers were almost touching, beeping her horn and presumably swearing at me. We got to the end of the single carriageway where there's a set of traffic lights and the road splits into three lanes. The left-hand lane is a left turn only heading towards a housing estate. The middle lane is to get into the left-hand lane of the dual carriageway where the speed limit increases to 40 miles an hour. And the right-hand lane is either to get into the right-hand of the dual carriageway or to turn right into a pub car park. The lights hit red just before we get to them, and at the time of day it was, they always take ages. I go into the middle lane and she goes into the right lane. She signals for me to wind down my window. Well, that's not a good sign.
Why were you brake checking me all the way up that stretch of road?
I wasn't. I was going the speed limit.
No, you weren't. You weren't even doing 30. This is a 40 zone. You've made me late for an important business meeting.
Why is she bringing her kids to a business meeting? Yeah, that is a very good question. No, it is a 30.
No, it's a 40.
She points to the 40 sign ahead of us, signalling the change in speed limit. No, it's a 30. It changes to 40 for the dual carriageway.
You must be drunk to think it's 30.
It's a built-up urban single carriageway road. You'd have to be drunk to think it was 40.
You look too young to be driving that anyway.
I'm 20 and have had my license for 2 years.
I'll get that police car behind you, on you, to arrest you and throw you in jail where you belong.
Before I had time to argue, the lights turned green. Karen roared away at the light, speeding off, very nearly clipping the front of my car as she switched lanes. The policeman in the car behind signaled for me to follow him, then he overtook me, with blues and twos flashing. We had to do between 60 and 70 miles an hour to catch Karen, and the police pulled her over at the next safest place, and I pulled up behind the police.
Mom, can you please explain why you were driving at over 70 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour zone?
This little idiot, pretty sure it's technically illegal to say that word to a police officer in the UK anyway,
was driving way too slowly on the 40 zone before the dual carriageway, and was going to make me late for my important business meeting.
That stretch of road has a speed limit of 30 miles an hour, mom.
Anyway, do you really think this is a valid excuse for driving at double the speed limit?
He was also driving drunk and underage, and also drinking underage.
The legal driving age in the UK is 17, legal drinking age is 18. Honestly, I was kind of flattered she thought I was underage.
He's the criminal, not me.
The police officer walks over to me.
Have you got your driver's license, sir?
I produce my license. I don't look now exactly how I did in my driver's license photo, but it's still obvious that it's my license.
Can you take your glasses off for me, sir?
I take off my glasses. He asks me to recite my address. I recite it perfectly, as you'd expect. He goes back into his squad car and runs my license through the database. It's mine and it's clean. He hands my license back.
That's obviously fake.
No, it's not. It's run through the database and it's clean.
He produces a breathalyzer.
Blow into this, please, sir. Deep breath.
Unsurprisingly, I am stone cold sober. The officer then walks over to Karen and asks her to blow into the breathalyzer.
I don't need that. Why would I risk my kids' lives like that?
Don't make this any more difficult for yourself, mom.
Fine.
Karen blows into the breathalyzer, twice the legal drink drive limit. The officer asked for her license. Surprise, surprise, she doesn't have one. Turns out she lost her license after getting caught drink driving 2 months ago. The officer told me to drive on and is left dealing with an angry Karen. I don't know what happened to Karen or her kids after that, but I hope that social services took them away from her. So this Karen literally played the Uno reverse card on herself. I just fail to understand the logic here. If you know that you don't have a license and you're drunk, why would you say to someone who is innocent that you're gonna get a cop car involved? How dumb have you got to be? If you guys don't know, this is actually my 99th video on this channel, and the majority of them have been entitled Parents Stories, yet still, I don't understand the logic I come across every single day. Moving on to our next story now. Random lady thought my mum kidnapped me because we have different skin tones. This is my mum's story, and she brought this up recently, and I thought it would be fitting on this thread. For some context, my mum is African American and my dad is white, and I happen to be very light skinned. I was about 2 years old when this took place, and it's a common story my mum likes to tell because it still makes her mad to this day. Wow, I don't know how old you are now, but if it still makes her angry to this day, this must be one heck of a story. My mum was pushing me in the cart while she was doing some grocery shopping when a random lady approached her. "She is so beautiful," gesturing to me. "Is she yours?" This was a question my mum frequently was asked because our skin tones were so drastically different. Kind of rude if you ask me, so she was used to it at this point. "Yes, she is mine." That's surprising considering she is so fair-skinned and you are so, dark. My mum swears she said, "My husband is very fair-skinned." "You carried her yourself?" Asking if my mum was pregnant with her herself opposed to like a surrogate. "Yup, the full 9 months and I pushed her out myself." At this point, my mum said she was done with the conversation and was trying to move on with her shopping. "I'm sorry, that's just hard for me to believe. You two look nothing alike." Something that bothers me a lot about this is that my mum and I look very similar, but her logic is that because I am lighter, we look totally different. Actually, yeah, that's a really good point. I hadn't even thought about that. You can look very similar to someone but have a different skin tone. That is totally normal. My mum then proceeds down the aisle and continues with her shopping. She told me at this point she just wanted to finish and head home. As she was in the produce section, she was approached by the security guard in the store. "How are you doing today? We've been made aware by another shopper that you may have been putting your child at risk." Oh my god, this lady actually reported her? My mum said that the random lady was standing on the other side of the produce section watching the confrontation. My mum then explained the conversation that she had with the lady and that she would never do anything to put me at risk, and the security officer let her go. As the security officer started to walk away, she saw the random lady approach him, and it looked like she was upset he didn't do what she wanted. Whatever that was. My mum just paid for the food and left. Yeah, at that point, there's nothing else you can do. When someone is so entitled, just get out of there and go home. And moving on to the final story of today's episode, entitled Mum Wants Me to Stop Treating My Young Adult Children as Adults. So a little backstory is in order. I have two young adult children living at home, ages 18 and 19. They both work and go to college. I trust my kids. I trust their decision-making skills. When they graduated high school and turned 18, new rules went into place. No curfew, just call me and let me know if you're going to be out all night so I don't worry. You can call me at any time for a pickup, no questions asked, just don't be stupid and drink and drive. Yes, your SO can sleep over or come over for the weekend, just let me know what's going on. Pay a small rent during the summer when you are working full time and pay your part of the car insurance. You have your chores, I have mine, we all work together. I tell them if they are being annoying and they listen. In turn, I listen to them. There is very little fighting or arguing in my house. This is their time to spread their wings and learn how to be a responsible adult and have me as a safety net. Well, before we even get into the entitled story proper, I just want to say this mum knows exactly what she is doing. As some of you know, I'm 21 now and have left university, now living at home. And my parents are exactly the same as this mother. They understand that I'm an adult now, and that's just great. Anyway, lately, one of my kids' SOs has been spending a lot of time over my house. He is here pretty much all the time. Oh, and in case some of you may not know, SO stands for significant other, so boyfriend or girlfriend in this situation. 2 days ago, I got a phone call from a number I didn't recognize, and I answered it. It was my daughter's boyfriend's mother. "Hello? You need to tell my kid he isn't allowed over your house anymore." "Who is this?" "This is Tommy's mother." I already knew where this was going.
Oh, Tommy's mum, I have to say you have raised a great kid. He is always polite and respectful. In fact,
look, I don't care what you think about my kid. He is never at home. He isn't spending any time with me.
Okay, there isn't much I can do about that.
Yes, there is. Tell him he can't come over to your house anymore. I want him home. And you set a bad example for my son. Your daughter has no curfew and I'm sick and tired of hearing how nice it is at your house. I miss him and want him home.
At this point, I'm speaking very lowly and basically growling into the phone. Are you done yelling at me?
The entitled mother is speechless. I think I stunned her into silence. I will take that as a yes. Do you trust the way you raise your son?
What?
It's a simple question. Do you trust the way you raise your son?
Of course I do. What does that have to do with anything?
Do you trust him to make good decisions?
Yes, of course.
She is starting to calm down now. Mother to mother, I know things are not okay at your house right now. Her husband drinks a lot. I'm trying to give your child a safe place when things are not okay at your house. She starts to cut me off at this point, but I won't let her. It's not your fault. Again, the entitled mother is speechless. He throws your son out for days at a time sometimes, doesn't he?
Yes.
I can hear her choking back the tears. Do you need someone to talk to? Would you want to go out to lunch? That way you can feel safer knowing whose house your son is at and that he is safe.
That would be okay.
We were on the phone for about an hour after that. What started out as an entitled mother was just a scared woman feeling very alone. Sorry there wasn't any righteous retribution, but I think it turned out okay. I'm going to try and get 19-year-old Tommy's curfew changed from 10 p.m. to midnight, and maybe he can stay over for a weekend. And what a way to finish off our 100th episode on the channel with the most wholesome story I think I've read so far. Maybe there's a lesson for us all in here. If you treat an entitled parent with respect and be kind to them, maybe they're just normal like the rest of us.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever met an adult who acts like a 40-year-old kid? Well, if not, I think you might enjoy this story. Entitled mum demands we take care of her 40-year-old son. I have many stories about this family, but this one has to be the most entitled one of all. For context, my mother has had 4 sisters. The eldest of them in this story is the entitled mother. She has 2 kids, both over 40, unemployed, unmarried, and live with her. The father is also in the picture, but he is more of a lazy butt. The second youngest sister passed away a couple of years ago, which is when this story takes place. So my aunt passed away from a simple fall which turned fatal because of her long illness. The entitled mum is 70 years plus with problem walking, so she didn't make it to the funeral. But her entitled son, who is over 40 years old, decided to drive down from another city to be there. No one really wanted it, but whatever. We were all mourning and didn't want to have that conversation. The entitled son is also an alcoholic, and I'm pretty sure a drug addict. He is always borrowing money from people, bullies his entitled mum constantly for it, and she gives in always. At around 10 p.m, he calls my poor cousin, whose mother passed away that morning, claiming that his car broke down on the highway and he doesn't know what to do. Pretty sure he had an accident and won't be surprised to know if he was driving under the influence. He asked my cousin if he can drive down blindly on the highway looking for him, because he doesn't really know where he is. Remember, my aunt had passed away that very morning. My cousin of course tells him off, no one even asked him to come. Somehow though, he managed to find his way and come to my cousin's house. The funeral is the next day. He claims that he came as soon as possible because he can be of help around the house. Although the entire time he was there, all he did was eat and sleep. The idiot didn't even attend the funeral because he was sleeping. As with all entitled sons, he is a sheltered kid. His entitled mum still treats him like a darling boy who deserves the best, and everyone should make sure he is taken care of. She calls my mother and says the following. Hi, so my son is there and he must be very tired because of driving and that unfortunate incident of the car breaking down. Please make sure he is taken care of. He likes to eat blank for lunch with blank as sides. He only likes it fresh, homemade, so you will need to cook it right before meal is served. The food has to be hot, he doesn't like it otherwise, blah blah blah.
So this 40-year-old just turns up uninvited and his mom asks her sister to make all the food he normally likes. Remember, he's 40, not 7. My mom is a 65-year-old woman struggling with diabetes, Parkinson's, and vertigo. But her sister, the entitled mom, expects her to cater to every need of her POS son like he is a 2-year-old kid. My mom really gets so angry and tells her off. She goes on to tell her that at his age, the entitled son is the one who should be taking care of people around him, not the other way around. But the entitled mum didn't even talk to my cousin or offer condolences. Everyone was just so annoyed at this whole thing. The entitled son continued to stay at my cousin's place, begging that he has some important work in the city and nowhere else to stay. He stayed for a week, being his lazy self, and kept asking for money again and again. My cousin finally loses it and kicks him out of the house. And of course, the entitled mum called my poor cousin, yelling at him.
How could you kick him out like that? Where is he supposed to go? Where will he find a place at midnight?
My cousin has had enough and just tells her, he is a 40-year-old man, he can find a hotel. The fact that he is still broke is not my problem, deal with it. He didn't feel too good about yelling at a 70-plus-year-old woman, but enough is enough.
I don't know, I think yelling at an entitled woman is fair enough. They are not on speaking terms anymore, and all my other cousins have cut contact with this family as well, based on this very incident.
The entitled son has always been an inconsiderate mooch, but to pull this at a funeral, F these people.
I love this comment from Mose and the Scarecrow. Dang, did the entitled mother ask your mum to cut her entitled son's grapes in half too? It's nice enough they even take him in, but they're not going to prepare his own meals for him exactly like his mum wants him to. That's ridiculous.
Moving on to our next story. You're closed, so everything is free.
Backstory. So I work at a pretty big pretzel company, but for privacy reasons, I will call it Uncle Un's. Anyway, I'd worked there for a year already, and this happened pretty early on in my second. This particular pretzel place was inside a small amusement park in Pennsylvania, not Hershey Park, important for later. Alright, enough lame backstory, now on to the juicy story. So, it was the last 5 minutes after my shift, so I'm tired and I wanna go home. We were busy cleaning and not paying attention to the window because normally most families would have left by this point. Then we hear a knock at our window. Now I'm the cashier, so I walk up to the window and say the line I always say. Hi, how can I help you today?
Yeah, hi, are you closed?
We closed 5 minutes ago.
Great, do you have any leftover pretzels?
Yes, we do. Why?
Can I have them?
How many would you like?
5.
Alright, that comes to $21.15, $4.23 for a pretzel.
Wait, what? Aren't they discounted?
Oh, if you have a season pass, it's 15% off.
No, you're closed, so the pretzel should be half off.
At this point, I'm wanting to go home and I've stopped caring.
And why do you think that? You're closed, so that means that the pretzels are a day old and should be discounted.
We switch out our pretzels every 30 minutes. No, those pretzels are only 30 minutes old.
Fine. Babe, do you still want them if they're full priced?
The tired dad says,
I don't care, hurry up so we can go home.
Fine, so I can get 15% off, right?
If you have a season pass, yes.
No, I should get 15% off because you're closed.
Mom, no, as you stated, we are closed, so we are no longer selling pretzels.
I am only offering them to you because my boss wants as many sold as possible.
See, you can't sell them, so they are free.
No, they are not. I will take them home and eat them for my dinner. I was too tired to care as I had just worked a 5-hour shift. I know that's not a lot, but it was 95 degrees Fahrenheit. And I had to deal with kids the whole time. Plus, I'm 15 and they can't have me on for much longer.
You don't need them. My kids are hungry.
Then buy some food.
No, they are free.
For me, yes. For you, they are $4.23. The entitled mum's tired kid perks up.
Mummy, can we go home now?
The entitled mum starts screaming something that no one but dogs could understand and leaves. Well, in my opinion, this entitled mum seems like a bit of a dog herself. Imagine fighting for freaking pretzels. This entitled mum is unbelievable. And finally, you have crutches, so you don't need a wheelchair. So this happened a couple of years ago around December. I had fractured my tibia plateau and needed to get crutches and a wheelchair. I had to get a cast before I could walk around with my crutches though. I was at the nearby Walgreens that was about a block from my house, so wheeling my chair there wasn't a struggle. I get inside the Walgreens and wheel myself towards the toilet paper. I remembered at that moment that my doctor had wanted me practicing walking around with the crutches so I could get used to them, so I did. I get out of the wheelchair and slowly walk towards the milk, leaving my wheelchair in the toilet paper aisle, which was one aisle away from the milk. An employee notices me struggling to try to open the door, and they help me open the door and get the milk for me. I make my way back to the aisle where my wheelchair is, and this is where the trouble begins. An entitled parent is pushing her child around on the wheelchair, while her child is happily screaming, "Wee, faster!" I walk back to my wheelchair where the EP stopped to take a break and confront her. Excuse me, mom? Yes? What are you doing with my wheelchair? Well, I saw it was empty, so I figured I might as well just grab it. Well, this is my wheelchair, and you shouldn't do that with someone else's property. May I have it back? You're obviously able to walk without the wheelchair. You don't need it. I was struggling to stand at this point and was sweating profusely. I was not in good shape when I fractured my leg, so standing up for a while made me tired fast. Mom, please, I really can't stand up like this for long. Not my fault, you shouldn't leave a wheelchair unoccupied, so it's mine now. Her entitled kid said, Mummy, I thought you said we could have it. The kid, who looks like he is around 8, started crying and stomping his foot on the floor, saying repeatedly, I want it now. The employee who helped me get the milk notices and comes over to us.
What's going on here?
This man just tried stealing my son's wheelchair. What?
Mom, this is his wheelchair, not yours.
No, it's not. It's mine now.
The employee signals for the manager to come over. The kid is still crying out loud in the wheelchair while his mum is trying to comfort him. I was feeling really tired at this point and feeling lightheaded. The manager comes over. I knew the manager personally. He and my mum used to work at an apothecary downtown with each other, so we always knew each other. Mom, if you do not give him back the wheelchair, we're gonna have to kick you out. A bunch of other people are staring at her at this point, and the mum looks nervous. So the entitled parent gets her son out of the wheelchair, pushes it over, and runs out of the store, holding her son's hand, who is still crying. How petty to push it over just when you get found out for stealing it. The employee and the manager help set the wheelchair back up and help me get back into it. They felt bad that I had to deal with that, so they offered to help pack the groceries and gave me some coupons. The manager, whom I will call Dave, walked with me back to my house and helped get the groceries into the house. The entitled parent and entitled kid are banned from that Walgreens for life. Okay, so this mum's logic was, since you left your wheelchair here, it's automatically finders keepers, and you don't need it anyways if you have crutches because you're a greedy brat. That's gotta be some of the worst logic I've ever heard, but I guess we're pretty used to that at this point with these stories. Anyway, that is the end of this one. I hope you all enjoyed. If you want some more, click the video on screen right now for some more entitled parents posts. Also, remember to subscribe for daily Reddit videos, and I will see you all tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.